Hey, AfterBuzzers and Siren fans, we are here to discuss the mid-season finale, Episode 8, Leverage. And we have the beautiful Katrina Ilea Marzolf in the studio. Cannot wait to get all of the information of what it was like on set, being a siren, and all of that good stuff. Also, the one word that I can say to describe this episode was explosive. All that and more. Stick around right after this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, we have Katrina, a.k.a. Or I should say Ilea, a.k.a. Katrina.
Yes, either one.
What's going on? Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Oh, my pleasure.
You have been, like, the star siren of the season so far.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. Rin... Aline definitely always takes the cake. I bow down to her. Don't tell her that.
Well, I can't wait to get all into it. Hey, guys, Allie Nasta here, and I am joined by my lovely co-host, Carla Beltran.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Happy Thursday.
Happy Thursday.
We are almost there. It's springtime. Daylight saving has happened. It's now sunny when it's 7:30, and I love it. It gives me lots of energy.
It's a longer day.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm pretty sure the other day it was 5:30, and I thought, I was like, oh, it's 3:30, I got time, and then I looked at the clock, and it said 5:30, and I almost was so lost and confused. But anyways, we're not here to talk about that, we're here to talk about this crazy, explosive episode of Siren. Okay, I have to say, the first 5 seconds, we realize the reason the feds, this, we've been waiting for this answer, we're like, why do they want sirens, what do they have to get from them, what kind of information do they want, and they want to help wounded soldiers. How, this is crazy.
Which is a good cause.
Yes.
I would say it's not just that, because I think if you remember back to season one, it was not just about helping wounded soldiers, but building super soldiers.
Oh, you're right. Because they wanted to make them like bulletproof.
Yeah, super strong. I mean, mermaids, we're super strong. We can heal super quickly. We learn things ridiculously fast. Like, there's so many superhero powers that mermaids basically just possess.
Right.
That if they could somehow use that for humans, I mean, our military would be undefeatable.
Exactly. Yeah. And what I found really interesting, too, is that so they bring that up, and Nicole is smart. She knows how to get, you know, Rin on her side, and you can't just throw someone, lock them down, and let them be okay with it. And it was really aggravating to see that he didn't even want to listen to her, and he kind of was just shoving her away, like, oh, that's basically below your pay grade, don't even worry, or above your pay grade, don't even worry about it. Was that frustrating to any of you guys watching that to know that she's doing it the right way?
Mm-hmm. Well, I always we had this conversation previously about Nicole, and we were very against Nicole from the beginning because we were like, oh, she's here for the mermaids. We were like totally against her. And then we kind of started seeing a better side of her, and we're like, well, she might actually end up helping the mermaids. And now, when actually seeing her in this episode, first of all, she totally looked like a boss with, like, her suit, her hair slicked back.
She looks great.
She was, like, ready to go. And I was like, yes, girl, get it. And then, but one of the things that I really enjoyed from this whole part of it was the fact that she kept her word. She told Rin that she wasn't going to get hurt, and she actually went through it. And she was like, no, you guys are going to do the things my way because I'm bringing her in. And right now, she has full power to bring Rin in or to not bring her in or to tell her, you know what, run, like, leave. At this point, I don't know that she'll go back, but it was very frustrating for me to hear, like, the same thing from, like, her commander to be like, oh, that's not part of your job, when she's the one that's been, like, working towards bringing her here, so the least that they can do is tell her what they're going to do with her. So it was very, very frustrating. I was like, so you want her to do all the work, yet not know what she's doing the work for? It just didn't make any sense to me.
Well, and she has access to all these other mermaids, too. So they need to play their cards right. And obviously, it's something they don't know how to do from the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
Because they just were so explosive in the way that they wanted to go about this. But Nicole's doing it and going about it the right ways. But she does have sources to more. So obviously, I'm thinking she's going to use that to leverage, a.k.a. the name of the episode. But she'll use that to help leverage her case. And also something that I found really interesting, when she finally goes up to Xander and talks to him, thinks everything's normal, he calls her out. I don't, she's definitely not gone in my eyes. I don't think she's gone. And I really believe that Xander, like her hearing that from Xander was kind of like a kick in the pants. And realizing whose team are you on right now? You know, obviously you hurt someone that you now have feelings for. And then you also are kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place because that's your job. That's what you're supposed to be doing. But yet they're making you go about things unethically, mm-hmm. you know? So she's kind of stuck as to where she was going to go from here. But, I mean, what do you – obviously, Ailea, I know you can't say much because you probably know some spoilers.
I was just thinking like, oh, but – oh, I can't say that.
Yeah.
Oh, but
– I know because we're only in the mid-season finale. But, Carla, what do you – like, do you think Nicole's coming back? What do you think her intentions are?
I definitely think Nicole is coming back. The one thing that I am questioning right now is, like, were her feelings really real towards Xander, or was it all part of the show? Like, I kind of did kind of keep that in the back of my mind where I was like, she says it's not part of it, but it didn't convince me. So I'm kind of, like, interested. Like, I know that she's going to come back, but is she going to come back and be with Xander? I don't think so.
Huh. Interesting. I took it as she was totally into him. Really? I felt like she was taking that as like a, okay, I need to figure out where my loyalty lies because I'm really starting to fall for him. Because when he said that one line about, you know, was that part of the job too? And then she was, and I forget the line that she said.
But said, no, came up with that all on my own.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And so I think that was like a dig. Like, yeah, of course. Like, no. Like, I think she likes him. I think she's coming back, and I think it's going to be, like you had mentioned, to help save the mermaids mm-hmm. and to help, like, and just to come back for Xander, especially because all the explosion that's going on, which is crazy. So that's it with Rin, and I mean, that's it with Nicole, I think. We'll see what happens there, especially with the government maybe getting more involved. Mm-hmm. I do want to take a quick break to thank you guys so, so much in the chat and everybody that comments. We love you guys so much. We're so thankful that you join us every week to talk about our favorite show, and we're so excited that we have Ailea here with us tonight. But Carla, can you take it away, please?
Yes, of course. Hey, guys, before we move on to our next topic, we just wanted to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. For us to continue to grow, we could use your help. If you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button and subscribe. And if you're on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. But no matter where you are, leave us a comment so you can get involved in the conversation. Being a part of AfterBuzz TV has meant so much to all of us, and we truly appreciate you supporting us and doing what we love. Don't forget to tell your friends and keep enjoying our shows.
And with that being said, of course, comment and chat with us right now so we can have questions for Ailea when we're done recapping, because we have some questions ourselves and we're really excited to get into it. Well, okay, so Klesko, the mermaids and Ben, Maddie, and Rin are deciding to take the gas company down. That is a huge task, by the way. The fact that they're like, oh, yeah, we're just going to, like, like, make these exits and we're going to make it happen.
Well, like Ben said, we have mermaids with blowtorches.
True. Very true. Ben had a lot of funny one-liners. Like, I loved how he said, what did he say to the mermaids? He said, ready to roll. And I was just thinking, I'm sure they're like, what does that mean? You know, in the sense of a mermaid, what does ready to roll mean? Mm-hmm. He just said, like, some cheesy lines like that, yeah. Which I found endearing. So this is a great example of a little bit of foreshadowing last episode where you guys were all, like, trekking up the mountain. Mm-hmm. Question about that, actually. Yeah. When you guys were trekking up the mountain, was this a green screen behind you? What was going on there?
It was not a green screen.
Oh.
They took us out to this beautiful, beautiful space, and we climbed up a mountain that was about 10 feet high, maybe 20. It was not, like, a huge mountain.
Yeah.
And then when we fall, the wonderful, wonderful stunt people and the people who make the sets, they built a ridge with, like, a piece that fell away, and there's tons of safety stuff.
Yeah.
So it was not – there was CGI stuff right. involved, but we were actually walking on the side of – they found a beautiful mountain.
Oh, my gosh. That's so crazy. They do a lot of that stuff in Siren, actually. I've noticed with the boat, they're actually in the water. It's not just behind a green screen.
Yeah.
I think that kind of what adds to the authenticity.
Yeah, there's not a ton of green screen. I think, like, most of the CGI stuff happens to be the mermaids because I can't grow talons.
Right. Yeah. And that's, it's not even for the movements of the mermaids that the CGI is for. It's just for the aesthetics.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. We do all the movements. You'll see, if you look on our Instagrams, you see pictures of us with like all these dots and no, not my freckles, like actual painted dots on. And we'll be wearing like a jumpsuit that has a bunch of dots on it. So that way we do all of the movements, all the water stuff, any of the fight stuff underwater. That's all us. And then they come in with the CGI and they give us cool tails and stuff. So I think it was episode 3 when Rin and I have our water fight. That was the first time I saw myself as a mermaid.
Oh my
like
gosh.
In full mermaid, like tail, fin, the fang, like all of it. So that was really cool.
That's so cool. Yeah. And you had mentioned to me before, sorry guys, we're getting off a little tangent, but I don't care because this is fun. Before, you had mentioned that you have a stunt double, but your stunt double basically barely works because you love doing the stunts yourself.
It's so much fun. It's great that we have an amazing group of stunt people, and Ed, our stunt coordinator, is fantastic, and he makes sure that you're comfortable. So anytime I'm not comfortable with something, Tammy's right there. She's fantastic. In some of like the or all of the fight choreography, she's been there, and her and Rin stunt double will teach us some choreography, or they work out the fights to make sure that they're safe, to make sure that they look good, and then they teach them to us, and then we do our best. And anything we can't do, they'll fill in. But luckily, Ed's been really great about letting Aline and I do a lot of our fighting. It's so much fun, and the water stuff, so much fun. I remember when we shot this episode, particularly, I had the flu and strep throat.
What?
And I, like, showed up to set, and I'm just like, oh, I feel terrible. I'm going to die. No, it's fine. Everyone's like, I can't believe you're here. I'm like, this is what I signed up for.
Yeah.
I'm a mermaid. I want to go in the water.
Right.
And once I got in the water, I felt fine.
Wow.
I forgot I was sick until I would come out of the water.
Yeah. Maybe you really are a mermaid deep down inside.
Maybe I am. I'll tell you that Aline is a fish.
Really?
That woman can swim underwater without coming up for breath forever.
Really?
Forever.
I actually was going to ask you, do you guys have anything that you use for breathing underwater?
So this wonderful woman, Roberta, we did free diving lessons with her. So we're not like, well, Alina's certified, but the rest of us aren't certified, but we learned how to control our breath, and it's like relaxed breathing, and learn how to be calm and hold your breath under the water. So
wow.
I can hold my breath underwater for about 2 minutes and 45 seconds.
What?
Yeah, and so they train us to do that, so that way when we go under, we can do a lot of free diving stuff.
Yeah.
So we can hold our breath and be under there. For certain shots where we have to be like in a specific space, they have a bunch of scuba gear, and they also teach us how to breathe on the regulators. So we'll be like under there breathing with the regulator,
right.
And then they'll say action, and then we'll take our last breath, and then we pass the regulator off, and then we do all of our underwater acting, and then someone hands it back to us. Because we're kind of blind under there. You can't see very much. So it's like you just hold your hand out,
right.
And someone puts it in there. So, yeah, like they did so much training with us to make sure that we're safe. And there's tons of safety people in scuba gear. And it was so much fun. Like, being in the tank was terrible for my hair, but fantastic for my soul, and it was so much fun. Like, I can't believe that I can't just have a huge tank in my backyard.
Right.
And go and do it
like,
every
I
day.
Do this every day.
Yes, it's so much fun.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, reverting back to the reason I brought this up is because when you guys are climbing the mountain and you open, you guys go into the cave, there's a quote that's basically saying that humans and mermaids can work together and they can be one together. And that's kind of what happened this episode. Katrina, your character kind of finally remissed and was okay with the plan. Except I do have a question.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can answer it. Does she have another agenda? Is this something that you can explain to us? Because she kept hissing and she was looking at Donna's daughter kind of like you guys had your own language of what was going on.
Well, Katrina has always been after one thing. I care about my people. I want my people safe. And those caves and those things and the saying and stuff on the cave walls, that's all from the past.
Right.
Because in the past, I don't know if you remember from season one, but the reason that humans and mermaids have not had contact is because years and years ago, mermaids and humans did coexist. And then a mermaid and a human had a baby, and the baby looked weird or something is the legend. And the human killed the baby and then went after the mother and slaughtered the mermaids.
Ugh,
genocide.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So that's why I don't like humans.
Right,
yeah.
Of course.
Like, no. Stay away from me and my people. I don't trust you. And so all I want is to go back to our old ways, go back to our home, and keep my people safe. Rin is my people, but at the same time, like, you're befriending humans.
Right.
And then, like, we came to get you and you won't come back. Donna asked you to come back and you won't come back. Do you forget what happened? Have you forgotten history? Like, I just want my people to be safe, and I don't trust humans. They don't understand us.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. So you just are still very untrustworthy, like you should be. And I can, yeah. Okay, that makes sense that why you were hissing when they're about to jump in the water, because you're probably very unsure of this plan mm-hmm. that Ben has planned out for you guys, because he's basically saying, like, oh, go do this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's that, but I think I've wrapped my head around the plan, because okay. Mermaid's very intelligent. I get it. I see what's happening. You showed me the diagrams. I'm on board. Let's do this. But I notice Cammy. I notice Cammy eyeing Xander. I know from the past. I know I said you can kill him later. But I think I've, like, noticing that. And I'm like, okay, let's just focus on getting back into the water. Can you just leave that? And so she's, you know, she's stalking around. And even right before I jump in the water, you see me look back, like, where is Cammy? But we have something to do. We have a job to do. Let's go do it. And then if you see at the end, one of the things that kind of got cut out is that I leave because I don't see Cammy. And if you see at the end, after Sarge has been killed, very sad.
Oh, so sad.
We, like, you see me swim in with Cammy. I went and I retrieved her because Cammy's kind of like I've taken her under my wing. And she, mm-hmm. even from the beginning, like, I think it's episode 2, when I hand her a spear and I'm like, let's go hunting, she's always looked up to Katrina. I don't think that her and I had a close relationship in the water, but I think Cammy has always been like, I want to be strong and tough like Katrina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so her and I, like, she's like the little sister that I, like, pick on all the time. And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, you, I got to keep an eye on you. Because she wants to be big and bad and tough, and she's, like, growing up.
Yeah.
And I think you can see that from, like, episode 1 through now. Like, Cammy has come into her own. She's, like, no longer this kind of, like, lost fish in this human world. She's right. Like, no, I'm a badass.
Yeah, she's like, yeah. I'm going to do my own thing. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the lessons, Katrina. I'm gone.
Bye.
I've got my own things to worry mm-hmm. about. Which is kind of crazy. Let's jump into Xander and the whole Calvin thing. I don't know why I thought this, but when they were starting to, you know, build the plan, make sure the boat was prepared for everything, mm-hmm. and the hook caught onto his jacket, I saw that as some sort of, like, foreshadowing event. Did anybody else catch on to that?
Yeah, I thought I was like, oh my gosh, like, a siren's gonna get caught, and yeah. it's gonna be, like, a
those
whole
are very
show.
Smart.
Which is exactly what happened, because mm-hmm. the hook is what killed
Sarge.
Yeah. So it was crazy, though, because I was like, okay, this was definitely a sign, but I thought it was gonna be more so for the humans. I thought mm-hmm. maybe, like, Xander or Calvin were gonna get caught up and then drowned or something. But still very sad about Sarge. But also I want to ask you guys, too, because when I was watching it, I felt like it happened so quickly. Sarge getting hit by... Was he, like, wrapped... Was it wrapped around him? Or did he... It just kind of, like, flung at him.
He saved the girls from it.
Yes.
Oh!
Yeah, so the hook was wrapped around the pole.
The string, yeah.
And then when it slashed out... it was about to hit the girls, and he, like, pushed them to save them.
Very
and
noble
him.
Of Sarge.
Yeah.
It's so sad.
Helen's going to be so sad.
I know. Oh, my goodness. When we found out that Sarge was being killed, like, oh, my gosh, we were all so sad. We were like, no. Like, poor Helen.
Okay, so that was actually going to be my question. Is he he's gone?
He's dead.
Oh, because I was like,
he's
oh my
gonna come
gosh.
Back.
Yeah, I thought that they were gonna take him back because, like, you know how they grow tissue super quickly. Like, I wasn't really sure, like, if it was like a deathly, like,
well,
just
one thing about mermaids. I don't know if you've noticed, but I feel like after I tell you this, you'll look back and you'll notice things. Is that mermaids were super strong. We are warriors, but we do have a sensitive spot, and that is our necks. If you see in season 1 when she's beating me up and I surrender, I show her my neck, which is like I'm putting out the white flag.
Right.
When we talk about safety, right. The mermaid sign for safety, covering the neck. When you have something that is, when you are being like close and intimate with someone, you put your hand on the back of their neck and you're close with them. And
Rin, he was like, where do you want to feel
yes,
special? She said, my neck.
So our necks are the only part of our bodies that cannot be used as a weapon. So that is, like, the very sensitive thing. Same with when Levi shows the mating ritual, right? The mating ritual.
Oh,
he
yeah.
exposes his neck. There's a light in his neck. Our necks are a very intimate and sensitive part of our body. If you watch
right.
Katrina, who's always a warrior, I'm always on guard, always ready to go, I look at you through my eyebrows. Yeah. Because I'm protecting my neck the whole time.
Oh.
So our necks are such a sensitive thing that a cut to the neck is deathly. Wow. Especially one that gruesome and that much blood. You know, there's not any way of coming back from that, really.
Well, that's amazing, and thank you so much for pointing that out, because now it is kind of all coming together.
Yeah, you're getting like, so many answers right now.
Thank you, Ailea. You are the best. But yeah, and that, I mean, that was pretty gruesome, but I wasn't expecting that. And unfortunately, now Helen, I mean, luckily she has her distant cousin. Yeah. But it was sad because it was the first time we kind of were seeing Helen in a different light. Yes. And she's always the caretaker.
And the camera loves Renna. When Helen looks at Sarge, oh my God, it pulls at your heartstrings.
It does. It's so sad. And then she gave him her necklace.
I know.
Oh, it kills me. Oh, I'm not going to be over it. Luckily, we have until July to let things
to grieve.
I'm sorry, guys, if you see me on camera, there's a bug that just, like, flew right in my eyes.
See,
okay.
If I'm really a mermaid, I'd get that for you.
I just know people on camera are going to be like, why is she doing those weird movements? I'm like, it was right here. Anyways, moving on to Ben, Maddie, and Ren.
Ooh.
It finally happened. Were you prepared for this to happen?
I know that we said that it was going to happen. We were kind of basically waiting for it. I think it's been about, like, 3 episodes since they mentioned that she was like, oh, like, I want to, like, make love with you guys.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we kind of knew that it was going to happen, and I had a feeling that it was going to come during this, like, during this time before they went back to the water, especially because they were building that whole thing where, like, they didn't know if they're going to see her again.
Mm-hmm. Right. And it's crazy because now he might never see her again, and so they have to just let it go. Carla?
I don't know if I should say this for predictions, but we do know that, like, there's been a siren, right, that got pregnant before by a human. I think that's
oh my
sale.
Gosh, so Ben
so, like,
and
me,
Ren,
like, I'm like thinking about all these things. I'm like, oh my gosh, whoa. Like, is this
the storyline goes this way? That is the craziest way? Prediction, like, and I love it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ailea's like, this is my poker face. I know nothing.
I will say that early in the season, like, all of us actors were like, that would be really cool, but I don't know if that happens or not.
Yeah.
But. Oh, true.
Well, and what's crazy about it, too, is, I'm sorry, maybe I'm just missing something here, but I always feel that Maddie doesn't really fit quite in with Ren and Ben's chemistry. Like, I feel like they almost push her out sometimes. Like,
I feel like as the season's gone on, though, I feel like it's become stronger between her. Like I
Maddie
felt that way.
Ren.
Like, Maddie and Ren, it's become stronger than it was before. I feel like in the beginning, Maddie was kind of, like, on the outside, kind of like, not sure I feel about this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she's a mermaid. Okay, this is interesting. But I feel like as the season's progressed, like, I see, like, Maddie and Rin's intimacy becoming way more of, like, a thing.
Right. Well, I see their intimacy, but I think it's, like, whenever Ben comes into the picture, I feel like him and Ren kind of have their own thing. And I don't know if it's, like, maybe because the siren song's going to come back and that's going to be one of the reasons. And I guess I just still have that in my head. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he's so obsessed with Ren and the siren song, does that mean that eventually they're going to peel off and do their own thing? I just have this really big worry for Maddie that it's just, it's not going to fit in with her. But I don't know if that's just me making up things.
I think that Ben loves Maddie with all of his heart.
Well, that's why I need to talk it out with you guys.
And Ren. I think that it's a complicated thing. I think that all three of them love each other.
Mutually,
And I think that, I mean, for Ren, obviously, it's a new thing. But I think also for the two of them, like, it's a new, interesting, and confusing thing.
Right.
And I think that probably Ben's draw to Ren is definitely stronger because he's heard the siren song so much more. You know, like, Maddie's just dabbled.
Right.
Maddie's dabbled and has fallen in love.
This fly is back. Guys, I'm sorry, but this fly is the biggest thing I've ever seen.
I look so not tough trying to fight this fly off.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I think that, like, you know, Maddie has fallen in love with Ren on a more, like, human level. Like, I don't think it's been so much the siren song. It's been, like, she's been infatuated and like, engrossed in Ren, the human.
You're right, and I think that they've grown together in, like, learning anew. They've learned a new thing together. Yeah. See, this is why I like talking it out with you guys. You help me see things in a different mm-hmm. light as well. Because I thought I was like, okay, where's Maddie? Like, hello. Mm-hmm.
See, and another thing that I think totally helps your relationship is that Ben and Maddie were together before Rin even came yes. into the picture. So Rin has sort of been an addition to their relationship mm-hmm. that's actually brought them closer together.
Right. Yeah. That's true. I think Great point, Carla. Always coming in with the great facts. Which also, I mean, Ben, Maddie, and Rin really have been such a huge team, though. And they've mm-hmm. really supported each other. And like you said, Rin and Maddie have really come together and trying to get over, like, her mom and the death of that man. But this whole gas scheme and everything is, or I always want to say gas, it's oil, my bad. Oil. This whole oil thing with Klesko is insane. Mm-hmm. When they walked into that party and Ben's dad went on the mic and they made that eye contact, his dad knows.
Of course he knows.
His dad knows, but his dad can't prove it.
Right.
Ben and Maddie have an alibi. They were at the party.
Okay, well, this is my question now. So, yeah, they have an alibi, but it all goes away once they find out that Xander's boat is up in flames, right? Because isn't that a huge piece? Because they're going to find out that it caught fire. And they're like, well, why were you out there? Why were you so close to the oil rig?
Yeah.
Could be.
That was my thought. I didn't even
think about that.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Allie, look at you.
It could be. But Ben still has an alibi. Maddie still has an alibi.
So it'll be Xander and Calvin.
Yeah, it'll be up. And I don't know how they get saved out of there. I mean, I do, but I'm not going to tell you.
I have a feeling that my prediction is going to be mm-hmm. that the sirens totally help them get out of there.
But then they would have to sink the boat. Like, they have to make the boat non-existent. But then again, then what happens with your registration? That boat is still registered. That boat, like, you need to claim it as being caught on fire.
You think like me. When I watch crime shows, I'm like, no, but you would catch them because there was a fingerprint on the door. Easy, I saw no glove.
You're like, this is an easy case close. I know these facts are real. But then it also makes me think maybe this is where the feds are going to come into play and they're going to cover things up for them because they want these mermaids and these are the closest people they have to getting them. And now, like, Rin's going to be down in the water, so Nicole's going to come to Xander and them for help and they're going to maybe, like, come to head and help each other out maybe. I don't know.
Could happen.
Those are... I'm like, having all these thoughts.
That you have a lot of different, like, theories on what could happen and, like, what it could lead to.
Mm-hmm. Thanks. I appreciate it. This is what we do every week. We're like, yeah. Well, what if?
I feel like at least... I feel like maybe one of them is close.
Okay. I'll take it. Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. I appreciate it. Carla, what were you going to say?
I haven't even thought about the boat. Like, yeah. I know that the boat went in flames, but I guess I've been, like, I'm more worried about, like, Sarge. And I was like, oh, is he going to be okay? Mm-hmm. That I didn't really think about the fact that, like, Xander and Calvin are stuck
right.
in there.
Right. Well, and, like, the boat is one big piece of evidence. Wherever they bought that stuff is another mm-hmm. huge piece of evidence. And they're going to know that the...
I mean, it could burn all the way and sink to the bottom of the ocean.
That's true.
This is true.
Maybe that would happen. I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Yeah. Until July.
I can't believe that. That's a while.
It was like April. I'm sure I'll be back by the end of April.
Well, what's crazy, too, is that we say that it's far, but then it's going to fly by. It's going to be July before we know it. I can't even believe that the first half of the season's over because I remember first season one ending and thinking, oh, there's so much time until 2019.
But you know the good thing, though, about having this, like, mid-season and then coming back in July is that it's, like, smaller breaks between. So when, hopefully, fingers crossed, there's a season three.
Yeah.
Then it'll only be July, you know, like July will run for a few months and then you'll have a couple months until Siren's back.
That's a great point.
You know. I love that.
Great point. One last thing I want to point out before we get into some fun questions with Ilea. I want to say I feel like we got semi-proof that Ben's mom is turning into a mermaid, which is one of my predictions because she keeps having these pains. And she said she's taking pills, it's a clinical trial, and she, like, it's weirdly affecting her.
And this is a clinical trial that Dr. Decker was working on, correct?
I believe so, yeah. So in my head, I'm thinking, ding, 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 we have an answer, right? And also another thing that's happening is that, like, Ben's dad is really working with, like, getting whatever he can, no matter what it is. He doesn't care, and she doesn't care. They're just trying it all. So I'm still going to stay on the bandwagon that I think Ben's mom's turning into a mermaid. Or, like, getting, I don't know, turning into a mermaid.
I think that they're using her as a test tool to see if what they found from Donna is actually going to work, and they're noticing that, like, maybe it's not working right now, or maybe it's, like, maybe painful, it's like, but it's because it's healing her.
Oh! What if she starts walking? That will be crazy.
That
would
be cool.
That would be really awesome, and then, yeah.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't turn into a mermaid.
Maybe it's healing her. Yeah.
Oh, that's a great point. Ooh, that'll be so exciting. I can't wait to see what happens.
I do have to point out, though, even though I don't really like Ben's dad, the way that Ben's dad went after his mom and he was just, like, so caring for her, I was like, gosh, like, you really are a good man deep, like, way deep down.
I think that he's a good man. He just has different priorities and different, like, he doesn't get what Ben is all up in arms about with the ocean. You know, there's still people today that don't recycle.
Right.
Yeah.
They don't get it.
And I think his point when he introduced Klusko, like, at this dinner, was exactly what he is. And he's saying, I have to think of things financially for you all, you people, because then they're going to be mad at him if something goes wrong.
Yeah.
Clearly, he noticed that the fisher, like, his fishing service or whatever was starting to plummet, maybe, and needed another
outlet.
There's
so much overfishing from last year that there's not a ton of fish left.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think he was just, he thinks of solutions, and this was a solution, and he didn't care who it was going to hurt in the meantime. And I think that Ben has a really hard time thinking of that because he's seen certain sides of his dad that he just automatically wants to jump on him as being, like, an evil person.
Well, I think Ben, too, feels like, yeah, but isn't there, like, an ethical, like, an or more ethical way? Can we not, like, kill the ocean? Like, I know you don't live in the ocean, but, like, it's more personal for Ben.
Yeah.
And he doesn't understand why his dad can't get in line and be like, can we not kill the ocean?
And it's hard for him because he does see his mom and dad be so supportive of his brother.
Yeah.
And so not having that support for him, I think, is definitely a hard pill to swallow. Well, let's get into some more lighthearted and fun things.
Okay.
I want to talk about, you had mentioned right before the show that there was a lot of scenes that you had been in or some of the other castmates had been in that you were like, wait a second, where did it go?
I know.
So what, like, were there any fun bits or pieces that you could tell us or tell the fans without getting in trouble of what those scenes might have been?
I think so. Well, like, one, I was talking with Alvina today. She plays Viv.
Okay.
And we were talking about Siren and how, in general, when you shoot television, right, you shoot more stuff than is going to fit, obviously, and then you see what fits, and you cut, and you edit, and you make the best version that you can, and sometimes little bits that you really wanted to be in there don't make it, and Alvina was talking about in episode 2 when Cammy eats a grape for the first time, and Ben throws a grape at Cammy. Well, when we shot it, he threw a grape at Cammy, and then also one at Viv, and also one at Eliza. And first of all, it was hilarious watching Alex do this over and over again. We did so many takes because we kept missing the grapes and stuff.
Right.
But then Alvina, instead of trying to catch it with her mouth, she caught it with her hand, and it was like, and Alvina is kind of like a weapons maker and like that kind of thing. So for her to do that was this, just like, I was like, ooh, like, as an actor, I was like, ooh, that's a really good choice.
Yeah.
And so we were really excited for it to come out, and then it aired, and, like, they had, obviously, that's not pivotal to the story.
Right.
So it got trimmed down to just Cammy catching the grape, and we were like, aww, but that was so fun. That was such a fun little bit.
Yeah. But I was actually thinking about that while we were watching, is, like, is it hard for you to watch it and be immersed in the story? Because I feel like if I were to watch it, I'd just be thinking about all the memories that were happening while we were shooting it.
That definitely happens. But the nice thing about being a mermaid is that all the human stuff, I can get a little more immersed in that.
That's true.
Like, a little more immersed in the human stuff. Although sometimes it's funny because we're friends.
Yeah.
So it's like, we'll be shooting this and then, like, we'll leave and, you know, Xander will come on set to go shoot something else, and we're, like, making jokes, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go, like, whatever. And then I'll be watching the episode and be like, oh, I remember that. He was, like, eating a carrot stick on his way there or something.
Right.
Like, silly little things that kind of pull me out a little bit. But
totally.
I'm still super, like, every week I'm like, oh, I want to see, like, what happened. Because, again, the CGI, the tails, like, all that, we don't get to see any of that.
Right.
So it's really fun to see, like, what it actually ended up being.
Totally.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So, first of all, I am super excited that you're, like, the siren that we have in here tonight because we've interviewed, like, a couple of the cast, but you're our first siren. And I think that the work that you guys have been doing for the show is, like, it's art, like, literally, because the fact that you're able to come, like, bring this character to life. My question to you is, like, how much preparation, like, did you do to basically nail this down? And what were things that you were like, okay, this is what's going to help me get there?
Well, I will say that so much gratitude and thanks to Aline, because Aline created the mermaid. She really did. Like, she came up with the accent. She came up with the physicality, including, and so much of it's grounded. Like, the reason that our hisses sound the way they do, it sounds like, it's like relative to like a blowhole of a dolphin or a whale. The way that we stand is because that is how we swim underwater with our shoulders back and elbows tucked in so that we're more streamlined in the water. The way that we look at things, like, everything makes sense to something. As humans, the things we do as humans make sense as to why we do them, because we are mermaids. And she did so much work on that that it made it so, my job, so much easier.
Right.
And the great thing about Aline is, like, I came in, first season, I came in, all I had to see was a trailer. And somehow, like, I think there's, as an actor, sometimes there's just roles that kind of click. And I feel like this was one of them for me, that I watched a trailer, I went into the audition, and something about the physicality and all that, like, kind of just clicked in. So for me, that part was really easy, getting the physicality. And then when this year started and we had a bunch of new mermaids, we did some workshop to make sure that we were all on the same page, that we all, like, you know, were similar and stuff. And Aline walked us through some great, like, visualizations of being mermaids, and we worked on the different postures of, like, you know, being totally ready to go and fight to being a more relaxed mermaid, as you see Rin for most of the season. She's very relaxed and chill.
Yeah.
Until we go and attempt to kill the deer. Yeah. And she's ready to fight me again. But somehow my brain and Aline's brain are very similar, because there'd be times, especially in the beginning of shooting the season, because I'm like, I do not want to taint what you have created. Mm-hmm. I do not want to mess that up. I just want to fall in line, and if I can add things to it, great. So I would ask her, I'd be like, ooh, I have this idea to, like, you know, when we're looking around Helen's apartment in the beginning, another scene that didn't make it is there's a cup with a bunch of paintbrushes in it. And we don't know what cups are. Like, underwater, when you turn a cup over, nothing happens. So things don't fall out. It's water, right? And I was like, ooh. But we wanted to make a mess, right? So the goal was to make a mess, but we had to do it like mermaids, right? We're not just going to go throw things around and be gorillas.
Yeah.
So I was like, ooh, I have this idea. Like, this kind of looks like a sea urchin, to kind of feel that and, like, turn it over. And she's like, that is fantastic. And so for 2 weeks, I bugged her, like, every time we were shooting. I was like, hey, so I was thinking about doing this. Like, does this make sense? And she's like, by the end of 2 weeks, she was like, you don't have to ask me. You got this. She's like, every idea that you've had is spot on. You are a mermaid. You don't need to ask me. And so her and I would end up sitting in the trailer, and we have spent so much time just talking about mermaid mythology, or, like, why this happened. And we talked about, we were talking about Cammy. This had nothing to do with my character even, or even necessarily hers, but we were talking about Cammy and how Donna died, so her mother died. But, like, where's her dad?
Yeah.
And we're talking, we're like, well, you know, there's a lot of animals where, like, the male's not really involved. So we were like, you know, maybe it was because us as mermaids, when we want to have a baby, we're like, hey, you.
Yeah.
Get over here.
Yeah.
Give me a baby. All right, go away. And it was funny because we talked about all this, right? Just us. It wasn't like we were talking with production or whatever. And then episodes down, Levi starts talking about mating, and he's like, oh, yeah, like, many women, it's painful. And we're like, yeah, because we said, get over here, I want a baby.
Yeah.
So it was really cool to, like, be able to talk and go off on these random tangents that really have nothing to do with, like, our characters or what we're doing in the script, and to be so on point, and then to see that stuff show up later, and we're like, ooh, that was cool.
Yeah.
So doing that stuff and really, like, thinking all that through feeds into what your character does. Like, the reason that we're so still and we look at things so slowly is because when you're underwater, you're constantly scanning, you're constantly on guard, but things don't stay still, right? So as I'm swimming, this cup doesn't stay there. This cup is here, and then I look around, and then the cup's here, and, you know, so on and so forth. So we're constantly scanning. But when we get on land, once I've learned that your cup is there, your cup is there. I don't have to relearn that. I don't have to look for it again. So I'm able to suck in so much information. And that's why we're able to learn English. That's why we're able to learn the things that we do so quickly. And because we're so used to taking in new information every second, that we don't have to do that so much on land. Right. You know? That's, so even that, like, feeds into the way that we look at things and the way that we learn the language and the way that we touch things and so on is based on that. We don't point at things because we have webbed hands underwater. Mm-hmm. You know, so, like, going in and really thinking about being a mermaid, you do all the work to be the mermaid in the water that you barely actually get to be as the character to inform the human stuff.
Right.
So that has been great. And then learning the accent, I just watched so much of Rin.
Yeah.
Like, I watched the way she moves her mouth. Like, when she says you, it's like a you.
Yeah.
And there's, like, that little breath because we communicate with bubbles and air and, like, you know, stuff like that underwater. So every single decision about how a mermaid acts or talks is grounded in how we are underwater, which amazing. I think is just amazing.
That's so
that's
cool.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
And as an actor, it's, like, the most fulfilling. Like, that's what you want to do. Like, right. That's the dream.
Yeah.
Right?
To,
like,
be a siren and get to play with the character.
And all of the sign language that you see, like, Eliza does, like, the change, all of that, the actors, we came up with all of that.
Yeah.
All of that was, like, a collaboration between, like, okay, well, like, if this means that, then, like, what could this be? Same right. with, or we'd be on set and be like, oh, we need, like, we should use some sort of symbol or, like, some sort of sign language here. What should it be?
Yeah.
And then asking the directors and the producers, being like, does this work for you? Is this okay for you? And then Aline and I put together an entire, like, dictionary showing all the movements so that the writers would have it if they ever wanted to add something in or, you know, if someone else wasn't there and we need, oh, what is that signal? And I mean, honestly, Aline and Sibongile last season started on that, but it wasn't, like, the main thing. It wasn't a huge thing. There's a few little things here and there. But this season, you know, there's change. There's, like, the stay and family. There's a whole bunch of them that you finally get to see, like, part of how mermaids communicate underwater. The thank you. Ooh, there's a thank you. There's so many that we got to. And it was a dream to, like, really be able to come up with a sign language.
Yeah,
that's so incredible. That's, like, so much more than what I was, like, thinking.
Yeah,
I was
like, I kind of like, went off on a tangent.
That's even something that you look up to even more.
Yeah, definitely. For creating the show. And, I mean, that was brilliant. And great question, Carla. That was awesome. I mean, literally what you can see is that you guys really did come together. And like you mentioned, and you told me outside, was that legitimately you had to come talk to each other about the history of these mermaids because if you all were going in different directions with it, it wouldn't feel actually real and like a real world you're getting immersed to.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kudos to you guys. You're doing amazing. Obviously, we like the show or else we wouldn't be here every Thursday talking about it because we love it so much. I guess we have room for like maybe one or two more questions. One of my questions is, how has been your experience with the show and being a part of it and the fans? Has it been positive? Have you enjoyed it?
Oh, the fans are amazing. I'm kind of like the bad guy, right?
Yeah.
I'm like the mean, terrible mermaid who's always trying to fight our beloved Rin. And I expected, like, I braced myself for a lot of hate.
Right.
And I was really surprised. I have gotten nothing but love. I think there's been or two comments like, she kicked your ass last season. And I'm like, I know, but like, I'm stubborn. But it's been nothing but love. I know on Twitter, Xander has gotten a lot
of, and that's why I asked, because he had told us that it was just some bad things on Twitter.
And I don't understand, especially because, like, again, like, the fans are great, and I think that most of them realize that we're real people, too, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, Ian is such a sweetheart, and, like, I love Ian. He's fantastic. And, like, for people to have so much hate against him. And poor Xander.
I know. Yeah.
Xander is like, his dad's dying.
Right.
Now his boat is like burning down. The person that he was like sleeping with and dating is a spy. Like,
and then he's getting chased after.
Yes. Yeah. Like, be nice to the guy.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%. We are running out of time. Carla, do you have one more question before
we go? My last question was like, what's the funnest scene that you've had to like shoot?
Oh my gosh, that's so hard. It definitely is either in season, in episode, all the fight scenes. Like, last season, I have a fight scene with three people at the same time.
Yeah.
That was really fun. This season, the water fight scene was amazing. Working with Aline underwater was a dream. Like, so much fun. And then, again, like, this episode and other episodes where we're in the water, like, that was, oh, my gosh, that was so much fun. Like, doing the water. And it's something that you don't, who knows if I'll ever get to do that again, right?
Yeah.
Like,
it's not a skill you can just, like, whip out. Like, oh, let's go.
Well, it's not like every show has, like, a tank where it's like, so every TV show I'm on will have a tank and we'll have tank days and water and you'll wear purple contact lenses and, you know, have a tail every show. So,
yeah.
No, those are definitely, like, standout moments that, like, I will never forget. And I'm so grateful to Siren for, like, letting me be a mermaid.
I can only imagine. Awesome. So fun. Alrighty, we're going to get into some speed lightning round predictions for next season.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Carla, go for it.
Okay, my prediction is, obviously, you guys, Xander and Calvin can't go anywhere. They have to stay here.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be saved. I have a feeling they're going to be saved by the sirens, and that's what's going to make the sirens actually have to go back on land once again. I think that's, like, my biggest prediction at large. I think the sirens are going to come back on land, and I think that's how I see them going back.
My biggest wild prediction is that Ben's mom is turning into a mermaid or somehow going to be cured, and it's going to be walking next season, or next part of the season, and I can't wait for it. If you guys have any thoughts, please comment below. We'd love to hear them, and we'll shout them out when we come back in July for part two. Thank you again, Ilea, for being with us.
Thank you guys for having me. Any excuse to talk about sirens?
It's been so, so much fun. But in the meantime, where can they find you on social media?
I am on Instagram as at Fresh Freckles. And I am on Twitter at _ Fresh Freckles.
Carla, where can they find you?
You guys, thank you so much for tuning in. We are so excited to come back to cover the rest of season 2 with For Siren. You can follow me on Instagram at I am Carla Beltran or on Twitter at Carla Beltran with an R at the end.
Hey guys, Allie Nasta here. Follow me on Instagram at AllieGirl and of course follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms. So we'll see you for the rest of season 2 in July. Bye guys.
Bye.
Our founder Kevin Undergaro and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.